All right, I'm back. Week 13, joined by Mr. Broyles. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
All right, so I like to start off my segments by asking whoever I'm interviewing about their nicknames or if they have any nicknames, because I like nicknames and I know fans love them. So when you're making a big play on the field, they get to, you know, have a personal relationship and yell at the TV, whatever you call yourself or whatever other people call yourself. So what you got for me?
My family growing up, you know, they always say Rhino, go Rhino, you know, so that's my nickname.
I like that. Rhino. Okay, yeah. So speaking of Rhino, Rhinos are kind of like hard-headed. When you first came in, you had the knee injury you were bouncing back from, and all you talked about was getting on the field. I want to get on the field. I want to be productive. I want to help. I want to show my worth. And I always told you, man, you're being hard-headed. Just be patient. Yeah. Just relax. Now that you're on the field and you're here, what's the biggest difference you see from watching on the sideline, healing up, and actually playing?
Just putting yourself in that situation. Now, you can watch all you want on the sideline, understand the offense, understand the play calls, you know, and then once you get out there in the game, you have a lot of things that go into it. You got to think about the play. You got to think about your emotions as well. So it's a totally different than being on the sideline.
Your job is to make it difficult for me to come back. That's what you're supposed to do. And now watching from the sideline, I get to see everything from a bird's eye view. And one thing I noticed about you is that you're extremely passionate. And I love to see it because I like to talk smack. I get in guys' faces. So last game specifically, I saw you doing that. And I got geeked up. You know, I was ready to crutch out there and join you. Where does that come from? Where does that stem from, that type of innate passion that you bring to the game?
I think just the will to win, you know. You put in so much hard work, you know, you stay after practice, you watch film, and you want to see that pay off. So you get so passionate, you get drawn into the situation that you put in, and you just want to make plays every situation you can be in. So I think that's one of the biggest things.
So I like to end each segment by asking a question of every guy. And the question is for you, if your shadow could talk, what would it say to you?
I think my shadow would probably tell me to slow down, probably tell me to stop thinking, probably tell me to take advantage of my downtime. That's something I need to work on.
Well, as a guy that's been with you for quite some time now, you actually have been doing that, so you've been doing a good job. Slow down and keep balling, man. Appreciate you joining
me. Appreciate it.